We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Harmonious Viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Morang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV.
In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS.
And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic,
in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jolita. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristal Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Chat Pingar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Chat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations donate $36 million to help Uganda develop a national climate change plan. In Veg News, a European group advocating the plant-based lifestyle celebrates its 10th anniversary. In Cultural News, a Sikh museum opens in Canada. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 26th, one of Sri Lanka's most prominent philanthropists, Sir Ernest De Silva, was born in 1887. Renowned for his high integrity, Sir Ernest was an influential businessman who founded numerous projects. They include the construction of two major schools where free education and scholarships were provided for students. A devout Buddhist, he also built a temple and donated much land, buildings, and finances to many orphanages, hospitals, social service agencies, and more without publicity. In 1946, Sir Ernest was knighted by His Majesty King George VI of England for his services to Sri Lanka. May caring and generous individuals such as Sir Ernest da Silva continue to enrich our world with kindness and compassion.
Lion News. Indonesia issues Mount Bromo alert. On Tuesday, November 23rd, the Indonesian government raised the highest alert for the region surrounding Mount Bromo on Java Island as the 2,330-meter-high volcano began to spew ash and hot gases into the air after several days of initial activity. Although the volcano, which typically erupts every year, was noted to begin subsiding by Wednesday and was said to pose no danger to surrounding residential areas, officials requested that locals and tourists stay off its slopes. In preparation for any potential eruption, East Java Deputy Governor Saifullah Yusuf stated that $280,000 in emergency funding had been reserved for any evacuations or relief operations that might be necessary. We thank the Indonesian government and officials for your genuine concern and attention to the safety and well-being of those in the region of Mount Bromo. May such potential hazards continue to be averted as humanity strives for the utmost care of our shared planetary home.
Northwestern rainstorm turns to icy snow in U.S. Rocky Mountain states. On Tuesday, November 23rd, a severe storm that had battered the Pacific Northwest moved into the western Rocky Mountain region, bringing intense snow, sleet, ice, and winds that stopped traffic and canceled flights during some of the busiest Thanksgiving holiday travel days of the year. Visibility was dangerously limited, forcing highway closures in the states of Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah. At least three people lost their lives due to weather-related incidents in Washington, where state patrol personnel responded to 1,557 collisions and 1,274 disabled motorists, with emergency shelters being opened for those stranded by the weather. Officials meanwhile warned residents of central U.S. states such as Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Missouri to expect severe weather, including thunderstorms and possible tornadoes. Our appreciation, all highway patrol and other emergency personnel, working to maintain everyone's safety during this extreme storm. Our prayers for everyone's protection during their travels and that such dangerous conditions may be alleviated through humanity's kinder care of each other and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Funding to help improve Haitian livelihoods, along with an $800,000 donation from former U.S. Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton to provide jobs and newly constructed buildings across the nation, the U.S.-based Clinton Bush Haiti Fund has announced $1 million in combined grants and loans to aid the recovery of small businesses. The funding will be distributed through U.S.-based organization Root Capital, which assists enterprises in developing nations and is intended to help growing businesses in Haiti, such as farmer cooperatives, to regain their self-sustaining status. Also, many more charity organizations have come and are working in Haiti to help curb the cholera outbreak. Our appreciation and heaven bless your excellencies, the Clinton Bush Haiti Fund, Root Capital, helping agencies, and all others for your generous support of the Haitian people. Wishing all the residents of the beautiful island nation a smooth recovery to flourishing health, prosperity, and peace.
Burkina Faso's president re-elected. As reported by state media, incumbent President Blaise Compaoré has won a fourth term in office with 81% of the popular vote made on Sunday, November 21st. Known for his support of stability in the region, the president and his Congress for Democracy and Progress Party have pledged further poverty reduction measures as well as democratic reforms. Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate your re-election. May your continued leadership benefit the lofty ideals of all the gentle-hearted Burkinabe people.
Radio interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai to be broadcast Saturday. Radio Formula QR 92.3 FM, based in Cancun, Mexico, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her thoughts on climate change solutions ahead of the United Nations Summit starting on November 29th in Cancun. The Radio Formula interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai will air on two consecutive Saturdays, November 27th and December 4th at 9:50 a.m. in Cancun, Mexico. The following is an excerpt from the interview.
We need to rethink our lifestyle. We have to think of the whole planet, species and survival, not just for our enjoyment day-to-day or momentarily. We have to think very unselfishly, as you have said that. Yes, just to be vegan is very simple. That saves all the lives on the planet, save the animals, save the environment, and save the world for our children's future.
Our thanks, Radio Formula Station, for your efforts to raise awareness among listeners about the urgency of climate change as well as the solutions. We also appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai for taking the time to share her thoughts on how we can all begin today to save the planet.
You can tune in to the upcoming broadcast of this interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai via live streaming radio on the internet site www.radioformulaqr.com, airing on Saturday, November 27th and December 4th at 9:50 a.m. Cancun, Mexico, or 4:50 p.m. Central European Time.
Save our planet. World's fourth largest lake turns to dangerous salt desert. Historical efforts by the former Soviet Union to create self-sufficiency in the cotton trade resulted in the unfortunate draining of rivers that replenished the Aral Sea, which was once a scenic nature area and one of the largest inland lakes in the world. The lake region, which is now part of modern-day Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, has dried up to become a dangerous salt desert, with chemical pollutants from pesticides used on the cotton plants that have poisoned plants and animals native to the area. Illness has also afflicted nearby human residents who breathe the toxic salty dust, with diagnoses that include medication-resistant tuberculosis requiring hospitals with special rehabilitation wards to be set up for those affected.
Why does this take you? Появились, вот особенно органов дыхательных путей, сердечно-сосудистых болезней. Ну, сейчас, я думаю, экология везде.
Efforts by groups such as the International Fund for Saving the Aral Sea, as well as others who have built small dams to help re-irrigate the desert, are helping make small steps towards the area's recovery.
И сейчас это программа вода, чистая вода, она решает многие вопросы, где есть, значит, эта возможность и расстояние позволяет.
We are saddened to know of the dire effects on both nature and human health in the region of the now former Aral Sea. With heaven's grace, may such barren and toxic areas be restored to their original flourishing beauty through our urgent efforts to respect and renew nature's balance.
Save our planet. Worldwide mayors support veg policies for sustainable cities. With a shared belief that city governments can play a large role in helping mitigate climate change, about 3,000 local and regional leaders gathered in Mexico City, Mexico, to pledge support for the upcoming United Nations Climate Change Conference while making their own cities more sustainable. The need to shift urban consumption habits was highlighted, which included agricultural products.
Nous voulons une croissance écologique. Nous voulons que l'agriculture biologique se substitue à cette agriculture destructrice.
Cities need to lead the way.
Cities have more flexibility in getting something done now.
Every individual must make a contribution. And in this regard, let's do all we can.
The hosting Mexico City government catered an organic vegetarian lunch for all attendees.
We offered a vegetarian and organic menu for mayors, and we also took that opportunity to sensibilize their consciousness about the meat, the generation of methane, also the land that we are losing because of growing animals.
Well, I had to be excited about the lunch being vegetarian. There's got to be a start somewhere, and we've begun.
It's much better to eat vegetarian food than to eat meat.
Many of the officials present were highly aware of the impacts of meat consumption on global warming and expressed support for city-level changes.
The life cycle cost that imposes on our society and how that seems to be increasing in numbers in terms of the eating meat. You know, the implications are leading us to a recognition that it's unsustainable. We can't keep living, you know, with the diets that we've had.
We are so focused on carbon and dioxide. However, methanol, which is one of the key greenhouse effect, is produced because of the way we produce food. Not only in terms of with crops, but also in the way we run cattle. If we don't modify the patterns, we will continue polluting and also emitting such an amount of gases that it is a mirage to believe that the only problem is industrial capacity or even cars or the way we consume oil and gases. So this is a very important point, and let's debate it also in the COP16.
I believe that the issue of dietary change is fundamental, and it has to be dealt with since, for example, meat generates and produces and has as a result the use of so much energy. And if we change our diet, certainly, especially in the developed world, where the impact of the lifestyle is so bad on the environment, it will be very, very important.
¿Qué tal si tuviéramos un día de veganismo en Cancún?
¿Qué tal si en lugar de tener un día, tenemos toda la semana? Estamos teniendo en Cancún muchos más lugares ya vegetarianos. Estamos impulsando para que dentro del cuidado del medio ambiente hay el cuidado al elemento principal del universo, que es el ser humano.
Our salute, global city leaders, for your commitment to protecting the lives and health of fellow citizens through greater awareness about the food we consume. May communities throughout the world adopt sustainable ways of living, the most essential of which is the organic vegan diet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently encouraged world governments toward the immediate actions that would save the planet in time, as in an October 2009 speech addressing magistrates and judges in Mexico.
At this most urgent time for the planet, I beseech your honorable graces to please help your country and our world spare lives from the impending global warming calamity. If you don't, there will be too massive a catastrophe, too immense a suffering upon people, families, the children, that our conscience might never be able to bear it. We eliminate most of the human-made greenhouse gases by simply adopting the animal-free, the vegan organic lifestyle. This also leads to considerable financial saving for world governments. We cannot wait for the sustainable energy and green technology to be available and used by everyone. It would be too late. We must become vegan to save our planet.
Save our planet. With the global market for wind turbines growing by 30% in 2009, Russian power machine company Atom Energomash announces plans to expand into turbine production in 2012.
Save our planet. As scientists from the U.S.-based organization Conservation International search in Colombia for a frog thought to be extinct, they discover three entirely new species: a rocket frog, a new-beaked toad, and a high-altitude red-eyed toad.
Save our planet. The Care Institute of Medical Sciences opened in Gujarat State, India, a new hospital offering state-of-the-art medical care along with eco-friendly construction and design that includes an abundance of natural sunlight and green plantations, as well as rainwater harvesting and water recycling systems.
Hello, I'm Beauty the Blue Butterfly, and I always choose a peaceful, animal-free diet. Today, I have a tip on staying healthy. A way to reduce germs is to keep your linens spick and span clean. Washing bed sheets once a week is a good idea. If you have a mattress pad, laundering it once a month is recommended. Stay well. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and now, the weather around the world.
In world news, the United Nations donate $36 million to help Uganda develop a national climate change plan. The five-year endeavor is based on collaboration among 10 UN agencies. Funds will be allocated to areas that are most acutely experiencing the consequences of global warming. The contribution will also assist the government in its national development program objectives. These include increasing household incomes and promoting science, technology, and the sustainable use of natural resources. I will applaud United Nations for your efforts to protect the Ugandan people and ecosystem. May we all awaken to the challenges of climate change and work together for a better tomorrow.
In Veg News, a European group advocating the animal-free diet celebrates its 10th anniversary. The Belgium-based organization Ethical Vegetarian Alternative, also known as EVA, commemorated a decade of promoting the compassionate lifestyle. As one of the largest veg organizations in Europe, EVA is known worldwide for starting the Thursday Veggie Day campaign. This led to a successful adoption by Belgium's Ghent city government and public schools in 2009. It also attracted global media and government interest in the health, animal and environment protecting initiative.
Ik vind EVA een onwaarschijnlijke organisatie die echt toont hoe weinig mensen een gigantische impact kunnen hebben. Gewoon in blijven geloven voor hun zaak en op een eerlijke en leuke manier.
Today, with a core of 5 dedicated leaders and 3,000 members and volunteers, EVA continues its devoted work of sharing the earth-saving veg message. Joining in the anniversary event were EVA's many friends, including Ghent Vice Mayor, the Honourable Tom Balthazar.
Ik was erbij van in het prille begin en ik heb het ook echt zien evolueren van eigenlijk een fenomeen in de marge, het vegetarisme, naar echt iets meer en meer mainstream. En ik ben daar zelf heel verheugd over.
Wel, nu we stilaan het grote publiek beginnen te bereiken, zouden we heel graag de volgende 5 jaar het thema vleesmatiging ook op de politieke agenda.
Bravo, ethical vegetarian alternative, on your anniversary and significant accomplishments. We wish you continued success in informing leaders and co-citizens alike about the important benefits of plant-based living. Through your efforts, may the joyful veg trend gain ever more momentum in every corner of the world. Supreme Master Ching Hai sends all her love and best birthday wishes.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Up next on Noteworthy News, the multimedia Sick Museum opens in Canada, the result of a 25-year labour of love. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Stay tuned for more befitting news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, cheerful news for a happier world. In cultural news, the multimedia Sick Museum opens in Canada. Created by Dr. Abir Singh Baines over the last 25 years, the museum has been established in Mississauga, Ontario, near Toronto. It explores the Sikh religion, culture, ceremonies, music, and shrines worldwide. There are interactive games, quizzes, and tools to learn the Punjabi language, and much more. At the inauguration ceremony, the Honorable Mayor Ms. Hazel McCallion, 89 years old, said, "I'm proud to have it here, in this beautiful city of Mississauga." Congratulations, Dr. Rabia Singh Baines and Multimedia Sikh Museum, on your outstanding endeavor. May many individuals take the opportunity to find out more about the wonderful Sikh faith and its great, compassionate teachings.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Good Question.
On the way home from church, a little boy asked his mother, "Is it true, Mom, that we are made of dust?" "Yes, darling." "And do we go back to dust again when we die?" "It's true also, darling." "Okay. Mom, then come and look under my bed. There's one person just born or dying."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I like Supreme Master TV so much. Thank you very much. Eric from Puebla, Mexico.
Amiable Eric, thank you for your supportive note. We wish you many satisfying hours of viewing enjoyment. May heaven's glory shine on you and all the kind people of Mexico.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the peace and light of the divine illuminate your heart and uplift your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Over 300 delegates, including 46 African ministers and 60 health experts, attend the second interministerial conference on health and environment in Africa, where they discuss solutions to health and ecological issues affecting people across the continent.
Regarding relations with Ethiopia over shared Nile River waters, Egyptian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hossam Zaki affirms his country's continued intention to work through dialogue and cooperation to reach an agreement of mutual and sustainable benefit from the river.
At a summit held in Washington, D.C., USA, leaders of 27 space agencies from across the globe agreed to international cooperation for future explorations of the solar system.
The Aula Sis, or Vietnamese Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment, honors 74 organizations and individuals for their exemplary research and development efforts to reduce pollution and increase protection of nature.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appeals for peaceful restraint from North and South Korea, asking that the countries resolve differences through diplomacy and dialogue.
To mitigate tobacco harms, the Russian parliament bans smoking in public areas of the State Duma building.
Swiss researchers discover that falls experienced by the elderly were reduced by more than 50% for those who exercised to piano music, with overall gait and balance also improved by the practice.
In a study on kidney patients being treated with dialysis, researchers from Israel find that pomegranate juice reduces many treatment-related complications such as infections, along with improving heart health and overall survival rate.
The Namibian government provides opportunities for asylum seekers living in the nation's refugee camps by offering opportunities to serve in such positions as doctors, nurses, and school teachers.
World-renowned soccer players and UN Goodwill Ambassadors Ronaldo and Zinedine Zidane are set to join other European All-Star players in the upcoming 8th annual Match Against Poverty to benefit disaster-affected residents of Pakistan and Haiti.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.